A federal judge has ruled a key provision of the USA Patriot Act unconstitutional. Law enforcement uses this portion of the anti-terror law to get sensitive records from internet service providers and other businesses. In his ruling, the judge referred to a recent Supreme Court decision saying there must be some limits to government powers, even in the war against terrorism. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
This challenge to the USA Patriot Act comes from the American Civil Liberties Union, which has attacked enhanced surveillance provisions in the law. The suit charges that Congress got carried away when it wrote Section 505 of the Act. That section greatly expands the authority of the FBI to use something called a national security letter to obtain documents from internet service providers and other companies that offer communication services. Ann Beeson of the ACLU says that before the Patriot Act, law enforcement had to show that it was going after the records of terrorists or spies.
So that now the FBI can issue one of these national security letters to anyone, any business, as long as they can show that the information that they're seeking is relevant to an ongoing investigation.
And the Department of Justice decides on its own just what's relevant and what isn't. New York District Judge Victor Marrero ruled that makes it difficult to oppose one of these orders. He said the lack of judicial oversight violates the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable search and seizure. Beeson says the judge also agreed with the ACLU's challenge to another power granted under Section 505.
The national security letter power also includes a very broad gag provision, which prohibits anyone who receives a national security letter or an NSL from disclosing to any other person ever that the FBI has demanded the records.
The judge said that prohibition would bar targets of an investigation from even telling a lawyer about their predicament. The ACLU filed its challenge on behalf of an anonymous internet service provider, but because of the secrecy surrounding the Patriot Act, the group still cannot disclose the identity of that person. The Justice Department refused to comment, saying it is still studying the 120-page ruling and has not yet decided whether it will appeal. But the government has depicted this provision of the law, as it has the rest of the Patriot Act, as a modest expansion of powers that have existed for decades. The department notes that before the Patriot Act, FBI agents had to delay investigations as they waited around for top officials to authorize national security letters. The point of the Patriot Act, the government says, was to speed things up by allowing local FBI offices to issue these orders on their own. The ACLU has no proof the government has been abusing this provision of the Patriot Act, but that is in part because the Justice Department has kept this information classified. The department did provide a list of national security letters that have been issued since 9/11. Every line was blacked out. But since that list was 5 pages long, the judge noted the government may have used this power hundreds of times. In a news conference, ACLU attorney Jamil Jaffer said it's not hard to imagine the potential for abuse.
It could use the provision to effectively obtain a political organization's membership list, an organization like the NAACP or the ACLU. It could also use this provision to obtain the names of people with whom a journalist has communicated over the internet.
Civil liberties groups have successfully challenged other portions of the USA Patriot Act in court, though none of those cases has made it to the Supreme Court. The ACLU is hoping this ruling bodes well for another Patriot challenge aimed at expanded wiretapping rules. Those provisions have sparked fears that the FBI may be monitoring records of visits to libraries and bookstores. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.